Another one of the class of 2024, Gina Scarsella Trombley out of Mercer High School. First off, Gina, congratulations. It's got to be an emotional time for you and your family.
It is. It's a huge honor. And, you know, I haven't lived in the area since I went to basic training in the Army. And it's amazing just to see the community come back together and have this honor. I am thrilled.
As you reflect on this memory and this honor this weekend, what jumps out to you? What memories come back to you when you got that call?
A lot. You know, I grew up playing ball with my brother in the driveway and trying to be everything that he could be. And I ended up playing three sports for Mercer and doing all right at all three of them. And I got to tell you, what came back was all the people that were there along the way. You know, every coach you have, my team captains, my teammates, all the way through college. It's just, you realize just the community that it took for me to be able to have this honor. It was a whole lot of people. It's a lot of people.
Of all your accomplishments, what makes you most proud?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm a mom, right? So my kids, like, I've got two amazing sporty kids and a husband who I met while we were serving in the military, and we've got an amazing family unit. And, you know, I'm a hockey mom, I'm a lacrosse mom, and I'm a soccer mom, not a basketball mom. But I am blessed with kind of where I ended up with my family and who I get to live and love with every day.
What type of parent are you when you watch your kids?
Well, my kids never had time out. They did push-ups. So we run a pretty tight ship in our house. I've, you know, I'm married to a tabbed U.S. Army Ranger, and I served for 6 years. So I'm, you know, I'd say we run a tight ship. And my kids emulate that a bit, and they work hard, and we play hard.
How was sports like the military?
Oh, so I'm going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow. I'm actually speaking for the class.
Wonderful.
And I think, you know, one of the original great leaders of West Point was Douglas MacArthur. And when he came back and took over West Point, one of the things he realized was that the best leaders are usually athletes. And for me, that kind of says it all, right? The things you learn when you play, the things you learn when you lose, and when you win, you know, they influence how you live your life. And for me, that's, you know, that kind of says it all.
Who influenced you growing up in Mercer, PA?
It's a great question. So I actually started going to Mercer High School when I was a freshman. A previous inductee, actually, Sandy Bittler, probably influenced me the most, right? She was my point guard when I was a freshman in high school. And I guarded her when I was a freshman in college. So she was an amazing leader. She showed me how to work hard, how to be, right, a member of a great team. And, you know, it's always fun to be a freshman and try to figure out your way. And she was an amazing influence. So I'd say it was Sandy.
Most athletes remember all their successes, but also remember a failure or two. What do you remember more?
Oh, that's a great question. I definitely harp on the losses, probably. I think all of us look back and think, oh my gosh, if I would have just seen that, done that, played that a little bit differently, I'd say I unfortunately remember the losses more. But I remember the wins, too.
You went to the military. What was that decision all about, and how did your family take that?
I think they were surprised, right? I think one of the things about sports is that it opens doors that you never thought were possible. So, you know, when I was a junior in my junior summer, like in high school, I went to a scouting camp. And, you know, at that point, I thought I was a pretty good basketball player, you know, but you don't really know. This was 1988, right? Who knows? And, I went and played it like 10 hours a day for 5 days, and some colleges came knocking, and one was Army. And, I went on a recruiting visit, and all of a sudden, you know, I found a place that I loved, a mission that I believed in with all my heart. You know, I didn't know until I went and visited West Point that, you know, in my heart of hearts, I'm a patriot and I love this country. And, you know, for me, it was the combination of sports, which I love, and being part of a team, but also serving and being part of a bigger, greater mission. The two just go together, and, you know, it's kind of who I am now.
I'm always curious, somebody's in the military, what time do you get up every day to this day?
Oh, It begins with a 05 at the latest. Yesterday morning it was 04:30. But I'm an early bird. But at night, I'm useless, for the record. I can't burn it on both ends. I'm an early bird.
Tell us a little bit where you're living today. You mentioned your family, a little bit about what you do with your life now.
Yeah, so actually, I live north of New York City. My husband is an executive for NBC Universal. So he works in the city. But I have, for almost my entire career, worked for companies in Western PA. So I'm actually the chief commercial officer, which means I lead sales for a company called Wabtec. They actually bought the GE Transportation business that has manufacturing in Grove City and in Erie, Pennsylvania. It was founded by George Westinghouse 153 years ago. And I've worked for that company almost my entire career. And what's interesting is it serves an industry, which is the railroad industry, that is 20% veterans of the U.S. military and is providing an amazing, important service to the nation. So I kind of keep doing the things I'm doing. So that's kind of what I do. My second job is, I'm an Italian mom. I love to make meatballs. I love to feed my kids and their teammates. And, on the weekends, I'm either on a hockey rink, a lacrosse field, or the soccer pitch and rooting my heart out. Quietly sometimes, but not always, for my kids, and that's what we do. It's family and work and, it's awesome.
Well, congratulations. I know it's a great weekend for you and your family.
It is.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.